Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Armed and considered dangerous, law enforcement authorities are continuing asking for the public's help in locating 27-year-old Orleans resident Sean Forrest Hawk. CHP officers respond to a location on Highway 96 just south of the Siskiyou-Humboldt County line early Sunday morning and found that another Orleans resident had been struck and killed during a hit-and-run incident. 25-year-old Virgil Martin was walking in the area when he was hit, and the driver of the vehicle fled the scene. An aerial search of the area by a CHP helicopter unit from Reading located the Ford truck several miles from the scene of the collision and identified its owner as Hawk. Yesterday, Fortuna police were included in the search as a mistaken witness identified Hawk in Fortuna, but at this time he has still not been found. Witness statements indicate Hawk may be armed and should be considered dangerous, and with information about the incident or Hawk's whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office or the CHP. A sheriff's deputy confronted a man repeatedly kicking at the window of a marked sheriff's patrol car parked in front of the courthouse on 4th Street. When the suspect, identified as 27-year-old Eureka resident Victor Sanchez, saw the deputy, he fled on foot, and that led to a pursuit. The initial deputy was joined by two others, and they caught up with Sanchez near 6th and I Streets. Deputies then learned that at least six other vehicles in the area had been vandalized by Sanchez. He was arrested, booked on vandalism and resisting arrest charges. Sheriff's deputies were also called out to the Samoa Dunes on Sunday morning after receiving reports that ATV riders had found a body in the surf. Deputies secured the scene, and the coroner's office has retrieved the body and begun an investigation into the cause of death as well as the identity. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A Eureka police officer on patrol contacted two people sitting in a parked vehicle outside a motel in the 1300 block of 4th Street. The officer made contact with the passenger, who initially provided the officer with a fake name. Further investigation, however, revealed that the man was wanted on two felony warrants and was identified as 38-year-old Arcata resident Charles Lloyd Gay. A search of the vehicle turned up approximately 14 pounds of processed marijuana, worth about $2,000 per pound, $2,800 in cash, more than 11 grams of meth, and drug sales paraphernalia. Gay was booked on several charges while the driver of the vehicle was interviewed and sent on her way without charges. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
In the press release received yesterday afternoon, members of the County Drug Task Force and Sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a residence in the 2100 block of Briarwood Circle in Eureka. Officers seized 240 growing marijuana plants and 21 pounds of dried marijuana Friday from an indoor marijuana grow located in the garage. Officers also found evidence of hash manufacturing and arrested two women, 26-year-old Sarah Ward and 18-year-old Caitlin Fleming. Ward was booked on possession for sales and manufacturing and is being held on $500,000 bail, while Fleming was booked for possession of more than an ounce of weed. Arcata police officers arrested a Crescent City resident after responding to a burglary alarm going off at Adventure's Edge early yesterday morning. Officers found the large glass display window smashed. The suspect, 21-year-old Joshua Zing, had used a nearby bicycle to smash his way inside, according to reports. Zing also apparently suffered cuts serious enough to warrant medical attention, and after treatment, he was booked in the county jail on a burglary charge. It's unclear if Zing has any connection with a similar incident on the plaza last week when the burglar broke the glass window at a Bruzzi and walked out with alcohol. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.